Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Athletico Parsnips. Imagine, if you can, that you're a fun-style character with catchphrases such as "Not on the kitchen table," "Not now, Malcolm," "Ooh, that's not nice," and "I resemble that remark." On your first day of a new job, you're sent into the boss's office for a welcome to the office chat. The office stinks of sour milk, and the boss himself is a sweaty human egg wearing a vest and with his cowboy boots up on the table. You see your opportunity. "Not on the kitchen table," you say. "Ah, oh, fuck off, you chirpy wanger. Ooh, that's not nice. Oh, God, you're one ugly prick. Ooh, I resemble that remark. Ah, get out and never, ever return." It is, of course, Andy Dawson. Oh, Mr. Big Boss, with your creeping hair loss. Oh, Mr. Cowboy, face like a Savoy. Oh, Mr. Eggman, yogurt skin and bread hands, like a lump of Edam wrapped in a slice of boiled ham.
All right, Andy.
Hello, Bob. I quite like that. I don't mind the combo of the vest and the cowboy boots. I reckon that'll be all right. I'd suit that.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
With a pair of running shorts.
Oh, God,
you can't beat it.
Yeah. What were those? Do you remember the running shorts they used to have? Do you remember the running shorts they used to have? They were kind of like, they were a shiny quality. You used to be able to get them in red. They should come back. They were like football kit style, weren't they? Did Liverpool have shiny shorts?
Yeah. I think the last time they made an appearance was with those retro advertising runners. Was it phone 801, 801
or something? Oh, that's probably right. Yeah, the fellas with the droopy moustaches. That was funny. "We're going to charge you £1.45 to tell you a telephone number, but it's all right because these fellas are dressed like athletes from the 1970s. Hey, hang on a minute there.
Ooh, hey up.
Bob, three of hearts, higher or lower?
Oh, wow, I get to play that. Higher. Is that yes?
10 of diamonds.
Beautiful.
Higher or lower?
Oh, I'm so happy. Lower. How many do I have to get?
7 of clubs. 7. Higher or lower?
Oh, fuck. Higher.
8 of clubs.
How many 8 of clubs. Get?
Higher or lower?
Shit. Higher.
Queen of spades. Ooh. You're on a run.
So what do I win? When have I won?
4 of diamonds.
Higher.
9 of clubs. Higher or lower?
Oh, that's tricky. Higher.
Jack of spades. Jack of spades. Higher or lower?
Lower.
3 of hearts. Higher or lower?
Higher.
Humiliation.
Ah, shit.
2 of clubs, sorry.
Well, I was unlucky
you
there.
You had a hell of a run, but ultimately you won nothing. Never mind.
Thank you for doing that to me. That was such good
Thanks
fun.
Thanks for joining in.
Do you want a name?
Please, yes.
What are you normally, Ronnie Hot Dogs?
Usually, Anna, yeah? Yeah, your honky tonk, yeah.
I'm Monkey Tonk. Well, Liam Casserole.
Yeah.
He likes cooking on the top of the hob, you know. He just keeps his crafting shit in the oven. Never uses it.
He's washed it in the oven. He keeps what in the oven?
He keeps his crafting accessories, you know, like paper, card.
Sequins.
Glue. Sequins, all
sequins
that stuff,
in the
yeah.
oven. Yeah. Okay.
Shit show Kenneth. He does live crafting shows.
Has he got a glitter bomb? What's it called? A glitter cannon.
Oh, I don't want to ruin his show for him. Kelvin Kleen. That's just simply a play on the famous knicker designer.
I love all of them.
It's up to you.
I love all of them.
You'll have them all?
I'll be the first one.
Liam Casserole.
Yeah. I've got a couple for you as well. Ken Starsky.
Go on then.
It's another Ken. Ken Starsky claims to be the nephew of Starsky from Starsky and Hutch. And he reckons he's got a certificate from Hollywood to prove it. Or you can be Honky Tonk, or you can be Colin Nosebag. Eats all of his food out of a nose bag that he stole from the local stables, and he's not ashamed of it.
What was that first one again? It was something to do with Starsky.
Ken Starsky.
I'm going to be Honky Tonk, if you don't mind, Andy. I know you don't.
Tried really hard with them.
Do you remember Saturday nights in the 70s, Starsky and Hutch? Ironside. Come on, have some wife's questions, Andrew, for Christ's sake.
Must I?
Andrew, says the wife.
Yes, hello, the wife.
When you are laid in the bath, do you ever attempt to adjust the taps with your feet, or do you just not put any water in there anyway, preferring to chisel the muck off with a butter knife?
Yeah, I just usually sandpaper it off. Lightly sandpaper me skin.
The wife suspected that, and she thanks you for the answer.
Fuck you.
Andrew, after you've had a bath, do you save the water for your famous Roker stew, or do you let it drain so that you can get your kid's mattress back in there?
I usually carry it out into the garden in buckets and put it on the hanging baskets, which, as we know, are hanging. KFC buckets that are filled with grass cuttings.
Okay.
Thanks, Andy. Oh, she's there?
Yes, yeah, thanks you very much.
Just for the side.
Andrew,
yeah.
When you are waddling around your estate trying to get support for your sexy bingo evenings, do you try to attract attention by banging on a kid's drum, or do you prefer to toot on your little plastic saxophone?
I'm a tooter. I've always been a tooter. Who wouldn't? Tell me what.
Thanks, Andy, I thought so.
What was it? Naughty bingo?
No, you're not sexy bingo.
Sexy bingo. Old bingo's sexy. Is that the end of the questions?
Yeah, thank you for answering.
Could I attempt some topical comedy?
Yeah, go on.
I've been working on some topical comedy routine. Have you seen James Corden? James Corden's quitting his chat show and he's leaving America. Close the borders! Have you seen? There's a new super sewer opening in London underneath the Thames. I don't rate it. I've heard it's full of shit. Have you seen? Channel 4, they've got the rights to show all the England football matches for the next 2 years. If England do well, maybe they'll change the name to Channel 4-0. I don't actually like football, so I don't know if that one works. What do you reckon?
What's he called? Do you have a stage
topical
name
comedian?
For him?
I don't know, Josh
topical
something?
Topical comedian. Yeah. Well, but you could maybe Liam Casserole.
Liam Casserole, yeah. Okay.
I think this is good news. I've had another bit of script from the upcoming Netflix series, Geordie Heat.
Oh, excellent, yeah.
Geordie Heat. Crime on the Tyne. Hot Geordie nights. Geordie streets full of crime. Geordie Heat. Interior, Geordie Heat, Edgequarters. It's a leaving party for D.I. Steve Bruce, who is leaving for his new role as Chief Constable with the Baggy Interceptors in Birmingham. Mm. Joining him are PC Denise Welsh, PC Carol Beardsley, DC JJ Shelby, and his successor in the post, D.I. Eddie Howe.
Yes!
First to speak is PC Welsh.
Well, I have to say what a sad occasion it is for us all. You've been a smashing boss, like, and never caused us any bother or out like that.
Ah, that's very kind, sweetheart. I've really enjoyed me time here, even if it did lack impact. I'll miss you all. JJ Shelby chirps in.
You won't miss me, you matey. I will visit you in your dreams and pass unnoticed amongst your colleagues as I seek fresh blood.
Aye, well, I'll very much look forward to that, JJ. You keep up the good work now, won't you?
Bet you by golly wow I will. I'm not just about the biting, you know. I'm committed to the night shift, so long as I get the occasional nip and suck.
Aye, good lad, JJ. Now, PC Beardsley, I'm really gonna miss your 10 egg quiches and your cold omelette rolls. Maybe you could give me the recipe.
Oh, says Carol. Oh, D.I. Bruce, how very kind of you to compliment me on the eggs. But I have to admit that they're all prepared by my clown husband in his kitchen fucking circus. I shall not pass on the compliment, if you don't mind, on account of him being a fucking midnight creeper with a brain of Todd. It might turn him toward the self-fucking satisfied.
Just at that moment, the door opens and Peter Beardsley pops his head round.
Hello, I was just passing by, like, so I thought I would wish D.I. Bruce all the best for his future in Birmingham.
Aye, that's very kind of you, Peter. I was just saying to your wife that I wouldn't mind getting hold of some of your egg recipes.
That would be a pleasure, Steve. You know, the most important thing is the preparation of the actual pan you're using. The secret is to get one of them squidgy, squidgy, rough, rough cleaning sponges. You know, squidgy on the one side and rough, rough on the other side. And you really got it. Mainly squidgy, squidgy, but occasionally a bit of rough, rough. So it's like squidgy, 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 rough, rough, squidgy, squidgy. do you get what I'm saying, Steve? Do you know? Do you get what I mean? Like, you know, do you feel me? Do you stick on me drift, Steve?
PC Carol Beardsley approaches Peter at the door and whispers into his ear,
"How dare you interrupt me at my fucking works, too? Do you think my fucking colleagues want to tolerate your daft fucking bent slab of a face when they're trying to have a fucking knees up? Now fuck off home and don't you dare put the fucking heating on in your back bedroom. Go on, fucking scabber!"
Okay, love you. Nice seeing you all there and good... and... Nice seeing you all. Good luck, Steve. And remember, it's squidgy, 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 rough, rough, squidgy.
PC Welsh.
I say, D.I. Bruce, would you like my Bakewell tart recipe? You always seemed very fond of them when we were on the night shift together.
You're the only tart in here, you slaggy bike,
says Carol. Now, ladies, let's not have any of that. Well, I reckon it's time I introduced you to me successor. Please give a warm welcome to D.I. Eddie Howe. Carol.
Oh, my God, he's fucking gorgeous. Looks like a fucking East German poet. He can climb my wall any time he fucking wants.
Denise Welsh.
Oh, sounds like the slag now. I certainly know looks like one. Oh, fuck off. No, you fuck off.
So, give him a nice warm welcome. It's D.I. Eddie Howe.
Thank you very fucking much, ladies and gentlemen.
There's only one lady in here. Fuck off.
Can can I just fucking say what an absolute pleasure it is to be working with such a fucking exceptional team. I don't really know up from down or my arms from me fucking arse when it comes to crime fighting, but I'm sure you'll all hold my hand and see me through. Can I ask you, D.I. Bruce, if you're looking forward to your new fucking post in Birmingham?
Oh, I very much so, yeah. You know, as long as I can get over the language barrier and that.
The boss makes a good point that they don't half talk daft down there in Birmingham. You need an interpreter, a bit like what I do when I'm fighting a succubus or a night fighter.
I think other than the work, than that, like, the work will be very similar. And I'm told I've got a lovely office where I can get on the eBay in peace.
Well, I wish you all the fucking best with your future endeavours and good fucking luck all round, really. So one thing, I think you guys have organised a little surprise for D.I. Bruce.
Denise opens the door and in strides Mr. Sting, wearing a bean husk boiler suit with a Robin Hood hat on his head. He's carrying his loot. Steve Bruce. Oh, fuck.
Good evening, ladies and gents of Geordie Heat. It is me, Mr. Sting, from the massive house with the massive drive and the massive fields of wheat where my massive dogs roam free.
Hiya, Mr. Sting. Do you fancy a bunk up?
No, I do not. I'm here to sing my tribute to D.I. Bruce. So give me a good fucking listen and no photos or taping equipment if you don't mind. Here goes. Oh, Mr. Sting, oh, Mr. Sting, he knew a tune or two. And Mr. Bruce, yes, Mr. Bruce, I wrote this one for you. You are a copper, brave and true, and you never miss the shift. For crime on the time, on hot Geordie nights, 8-7-6-4 rice.
Close-up of Bruce's fingernails scratching at the surface of the table and JJ Shelby gnawing at the wall.
Oh, Geordie Heat, yes, Geordie Heat, committed to their cause. God bless the squad, God praise the squad, 19-8 and Edward. The old must go to start a new reign, so things will change and others remain. My gift to you is this final refrain, 9-2-8, 7 and grain.
Sting bows with a flourish and leaves the premises in his massive hydro rocket car. Eddie.
Well, that was very nice, but, you know, thank fuck it's fucking over.
Everyone nods their head and waves in agreement.
Geordie Heat.
And that's, they were as much as the script as I got, Andy.
That's more than enough. I can't wait to see see the full thing on the Netflix service there.
Yeah, couple of years' time, I reckon.
Yeah, good. Big budget, big production. Shall we have some of the questions that have been received from the Parsnippers?
Why, aye, man.
I've got some in front of me here. I will begin with this one that comes from the enigmatically named Trickton. Trickton says, which hand figuration for smoking a cigarette are Andy and Bob's preferred methods, e.g. index and middle finger, palm facing towards the face? That, for me, is the classic. I don't smoke. But, I know you don't smoke anymore. Are you showing me that?
That's the classic, yeah.
Yeah. That. You've got the thumb and the index finger over the...
No, I'm doing... I like the that one, Andy. So yeah, that's not
with the hand
that.
Closed. So you've got the entire hand covering the face.
Yeah,
to keep the face warm.
I've always thought like that. It's cool.
Is the one where you have the middle finger and the ring finger and the little finger divided, so that you've got down the middle? Is that a thing? Maybe that's
I think that
a lady's.
That would be a bit corny, wouldn't it? It's a bit arch.
Yeah. I think Trickton's described the classic there. Index and middle finger, palm towards the face. Yeah. Martin Hughes says, do you like things that are great?
I like things that are great. Good things are fantastic. And I also paint.
just a hobby, nothing drastic. Yeah, I love things that are great.
I love things that are all right sometimes.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've got a fairly low threshold. Ah, he says like things, not love things. I like things that are all right.
What about things that are not bad?
Same as all right, yeah. Depends what they are, but like, I like them. I can like them.
You know, you take your kids to the movies, like Avengers movies and that.
Yeah.
And they're always, I don't know what it is, like they're always like 6 out of 10. Not bad.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, it's a nice event, isn't it? Something to do.
But if something's great, it deserves our fondness.
There's not that much that's great, though. So, of course, you like things that are great. I think
been some good football recently. The Johnny Depp trial's great.
Is that great? I've seen bits of it. It seems to be two people who are quite damaged.
I make no comment. And make no comment.
They seem to be having a big argument, costing themselves a lot of money, and maybe I don't know their reputation.
It's human drama, though. That's for real.
It's human
drama.
It's sad. It's sad, I think, but like you say, compelling.
Andy and Bob says Ryan Molyneux.
Molyneux, yeah.
Andy and Bob, what is your go-to chocolate bar? Can I guess yours, Andy?
You can have a go.
I think your go-to chocolate bar is the Flake.
Nah.
Nah?
Nah, no where is it? It's the Galaxy.
Oh, it is nice and greasy. It really lines your mouth, doesn't it? Oh, do you want really to guess mine?
Yours will be the...
It is a bit unusual, and I'm not being an arse. It is it is the one I love.
Topic.
Bang on.
Oh! Get in there.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful bar. So
it's
neglected.
It's an underrated bar. It really is.
It really is.
Mark Wilkinson. Consumer advice, he asks for. He says, second-hand car required, budget 5K, must go like Bob's supercar, but sip petrol like Andy's frugal Octavia.
I'd go for 07 plate Skoda Fabia VRS one, you know, the hot one.
That was a very specific answer. It's just off the top of your head, have you researched that?
Hey, no, I haven't researched it. You know I like giving consumer advice, Andy. Yeah. You know, and that's what I would recommend.
I mean, he's not going to get my Octavia because it's an 18 plate. He's not going to get it for
£5,000.
That's
nice.
Yeah, someone's doing well. It's an 18 plate, but I tell you what, it's got some zip.
I bet it has.
It has.
Especially with your fat leg pressing on the accelerator.
Yeah, pressing down really hard on the pedal. And because I'm quite short, I've got a brick that I have in front of the pedal so I can reach it. So,
I was listening to Tyson's Fury the other day on the radio, and he says I've got to, his accent's great, isn't it? I can't do it, but I've got an 07 Octavia. He says,
is that what he says?
Yeah, he says I don't need any more money. I don't like, not bothered.
Exactly.
I've got an 07 Octavia.
Yeah, yeah, does the job. What's the problem?
Hayden asks, have you ever used an escape lane? I haven't. I mean, I've been tempted, like us all, but
no, I've never used an escape lane.
That's not the hard shoulder, is it? That's for lorries going downhill, isn't it? The escape lane.
Yeah. That's high jeopardy stuff, that, isn't it?
That is, yeah. Fear the escape lane, don't
you? No, don't go near it. Similarly, road-based questioning from Ethan Nolson. Does Andrew know what's happened to the caravan on the A19? It's gone. There was a caravan on the A19 in a lay-by recently. We're not really sure what it was there for, but it apparently it's gone. I've not seen it. I've not noticed that it's gone. I don't know what's happened to it. I imagine it's been cubed by the authorities. But there you go.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I've heard that Adrian Lewis and the waiter have got together for these Help Your Sleep tapes.
Yes.
Could we play one of them?
Yeah, let's do that. Okay.
I think it's the time in the podcast when people might like to have a little snooze.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
There's them sausages sizzling.
Oh, hot movie fudge. Cubed lynx nipples stewed in a cocktail of dog piss. Oh, caramelized German weather. Triple cooked full whiskers on a bed of mechanically recovered maggots from France. Oh, marginalized scalp indents. Fuck off. Pan-fried germs dropped from a low wall onto a chop and drenched in an Imodium sauce to cut out a middleman. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Owl in a thong. A rat
top to... Sorry.
Go on.
All right. Dr. Crabtree's egg bag.
A rack of fox shins that have been rammed into the boiled belly of a bison.
Night, night.
So I've probably lost half our viewers to sleep now.
lost half the viewers for various reasons after that. Would you like to play a little game, Bob?
Go on then.
Which I call From Centre Spot to Shit Farm.
Oh, I like this game.
We've played
Thank
this
you.
Before. Yes, here we go again. Three football clubs, professional level, no non-league. And I want to know the distance between the centre spot on the pitch to the nearest sewage treatment facility. Well, I don't want you to tell me. I want you to tell me closest to furthest away, or
gotcha.
Vice versa. It's up gotcha. To you. Here we go. Those three clubs this week are Stoke City, Peterborough United, Swansea City. Closest
Stoke.
To furthest away to the nearest shit farm.
Stoke, Swansea, Peterborough.
And what order are you giving me there?
Stoke is the nearest.
Stoke's the nearest, then Swansea, then Peterborough is the furthest away.
Yep.
Couldn't have got that more wrong. Couldn't have got that more wrong. You got it completely wrong. Peterborough United, 2.2 miles. Swansea City is 2.6 miles. And Stoke City, a whopping 3.4 miles from centre spot to shit farm. And unfortunately,
I'm pretty disappointed in that, Andy, because like I was at Peterborough watching the Borough a couple of weeks back,
yeah,
and it's kind of in the town centre near the river, near the railway station,
yeah.
And I thought there can't be a shit farm that near to where the public crawl around.
2.2 miles just goes to show, doesn't it? Did you go with your gut instinct there, or did you give just some? You kind of
analysed Peterborough. There's no shit farm near Peterborough.
And then I've been to
Stoke, and Stoke's retail sort of park out of town.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe there'd be one. Anyway, we can't analyse it, Andrew. You know, I got it wrong.
They secrete them away. That's the thing. They secrete them away. It's sometimes where you least expect it, is what I've found from the research that I've done.
Oh, Andy, the people at Infinity Rocket Plastics, they got hold of a WAV4. Is that such a thing? Is a WAV, a 4 WAV?
I'm not familiar with it, but I'm not really
anyway,
up to speed.
Anyway, it's one of them. And it's Sean Dyche's final motivational tape that he gave to his squad before he left.
Okay.
So,
that is a sad development for me. Dyche leaving Burnley.
Yeah,
it's like, what is it they say when the Ravens leave the Tower of London or something? That's when it's all over. That's when Armageddon happens, something like that.
So you think Burnley's gone now?
Yeah, I think so. I think relegation's imminent, and then they'll probably do Sunderland, end up in League One. I don't see how they can, you know, progress at all. But
we shall see. Well, maybe if they remember these words from Sean,
I doubt they
might
will.
See him through.
Let's have a listen to them. Here we go.
For 6 years we've been together, enjoying Burnley's shitty weather, eating pies and pissing in sinks, bullying the likes of Harry Winks. We've played it long, we've tackled hard, we've kept clean sheets and we've eaten lard. Keep your football simple, use pliers when you squeeze a pimple. Wear your shirts ironed and tight when you're out for a pint on a Saturday night. And remember, dung, brickwork, ducting, pie, forklifts, and that's the Burnley way. Fancy footwork's a waste of time, just like hot dogs without the brine. A back pass is worth 10 to the side, a steak is always better fried. Referees are bastards, VAR's a fucking joke. If you're feeling bad at half-time, then have a fucking smoke. Dribbling is for babies, smoked salmon is for the ladies. Please don't bother with fancy flicks, Rabonas and nutmegs are just for pricks. Make sure we remain a team to be feared, it won't be easy without me disappeared. Kick the ball high into the sky, a tackle hard, aiming for the thigh. A time waster is a point saver, and an old-fashioned blade is the perfect razor. And remember, putty, dubbing, joists, shit. That's the Burnley way. Good luck.
That's his final
luck.
Message, Andy.
Good luck and fuck off. Thanks for nothing. Oh, that's a shame, though, isn't it? It really is.
It is a shame, because when I think what he's done for that club...
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I was listening to the radio yesterday, and there was a good episode of, you know, the show where Martin from Owens Under the Hammer visits the homes of the rich and famous.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So I'll play it for you. Obviously, starts off with the theme tune. Martin, do do do, Martin, Martin.
Well, hello, boys and girls, and welcome to the show. It's an unusual format, but I hope that you like it. I know I do. So, you find me not far from Stoke-on-Trent, in a pretty village outside a lovely 1970s dormer bungalow. Got a lovely yellow door. And they were all yellow. Let's give it a knock. Ladies and gentlemen, it's ex-English football team CEO Mr. Steve McLaren. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Martin. Do come in, but try to be a bit quiet, because Casper is having a little beauty nap.
And who, might I ask, is Casper?
He's my bestest ever friend. He's my rock, my everything. He's like a great big balloon full of pure love and rainbow sprinkles with a fudge topping and a champagne glass full of sympathy and understanding.
Sounds wonderful. Is he upstairs? 'Cause I don't really need to see upstairs.
No, he's on the sofa in the living room.
Okay, I'll try to be quiet, but it is for radio, so I do have to speak, Steve.
Yes, I understand, Martin, I really do. So, this is the entrance hall. It's got nice thick wool carpet and lovely wallpaper. That's a pattern with a big leaves and frogs. It's that unusual, but I like it. Did you choose it, Steve?
No, it was Casper's choice. He's as clever with colours as he is with love and kindness.
Right, so we're going through to the living room, so I'll be nice and quiet. Oh, it's okay. There's no one in here. We can relax. What a beautiful apricot-coloured sofa. I must give that a go.
No, no, be careful.
Jesus! What the fuck is that? It's a fucking snake! Yes, that's Casper, and you've woken him up now. Does he bite? My God, he's ugly. How dare you disturb Casper and insult him like that? Go on, get out of my house. Go on, fuck off. Fine by me, you weird fucker. You want to grow up and get the proper pet. I'm weird. Look at you, you scruffy fucking chap. You look like you've been sleeping in a tumble dryer and you smell like cat food. Oh, God, this whole house stinks. What's it built of? Fucking dog shit. Oh, shut up. Have you got VD or something? And it's fucked your brain up. Your brain's already fucked, you dozy prick. Get out, you dirty skinhead dweller. Don't worry, I'm going. What an awful man with an unusual attitude. And you know what? I didn't like him. So I'll see you next time.
And that was all I taped, Andy.
Yeah, more than enough, I'd say. Oh, God, did you see Martin? He's been ill recently.
Oh, that's a shame.
He was in hospital, yeah, I saw it on Twitter, and some people, like, tagged us in to wish him all the best. I think
I wish him all the best.
Guts exploded or something like that. But he's all right, he's on the mend. It was touch and go, I think, but he's all right, so that's good news.
No, send him all my best wishes.
All your best wishes. All our best wishes, if you're listening, Martin. You've been watching out on telly?
Yeah, I've been. I've finished all the Married at First Sight now, Australia and the UK.
Yeah.
Better Call Saul's new season has been released.
Is that any good?
Which is my favourite show. Well, what I'm doing is I'm watching the season before
to get
just to catch
it.
Myself up, you know. I've got that to look forward to, and. I'm completely absorbed in the Johnny Depp trial at the moment,
right.
So that's what I'm watching, that and football, really.
Right. I've been just absorbed in the snooker for the last 2 weeks. I love it. It's just so soothing, but at the same time exciting. And I went down to watch it live at the Crucible in Sheffield last weekend.
Oh, nice one.
The atmosphere is brilliant. It's a proper family atmosphere, which you don't get much at sporting events, so that was really nice. There's like a fan zone outside the theatre itself with snooker tables you can play on. They had this thing called Crazy Snooker. So it's kind of like crazy golf, but on a snooker table. Do you know what I mean? You can...
That sounds fun, yeah.
Yeah, and anyone can join in. You've got to hit the ball, like the one I did, you've got to hit the ball up a ramp on the table and then it's got to go into the hole at the top of the ramp. It's not easy because there's no wall and the ramp can drop off either side. So I thought I'd have a go. And as I pulled the cue back, someone walked past, bumped my arm. And I missed the ball and I ripped the cloth on the table with the cue.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
No, of course.
And I just heard this voice, seeing you.
Oh, it's Corbyn.
Fucking Jeremy Corbyn, wasn't it? He says, seeing you there, laddie, thinking you're the next Ray Reardon or Cliff Razarenko. I mean, Cliff Razarenko was a darts player, but I didn't want to... Don't want to correct him because he was, you know what he's like. Irascible,
I know what
I think
he's like.
Is the word. Yeah. He says, what's your best break, eh? What's your best break, laddie? Go on, what is it? I haven't played much snooker for a long time, but, the full-size tables, it's hard. But I do remember I got 23, a break of 23
right, not
once. Not great, but not bad. So I told him, he says, 23? Ha! Ask me my best break. Go on, ask me. Says, all right, what's your best break, Jeremy? 455.
Nah.
I mean,
come
on.
Off it.
455. I mean, the maximum's 147. Everyone knows that. He says, 455! I says, how? How did you get 455? He says, red, black, red, black, red, red, black, 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 pink, black, pink, turbo ball power up, red, black, red, black, 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 ultra ball, another turbo ball, red, black, black, turbo ball, all the colours in one go for a triple shot bonus, black.
Was he on a fruit machine or
fuck
something?
No, that's, I don't know what he's been, that's like space snooker. I don't know what he's been playing. But I just let him have his moment. I says, yeah, well done, well done. I thought I'd change the subject then. I says, hey, where's Billy Bragg? Does he still knock around with you, Jeremy? He says, he's round the back having a smoke with Jimmy White. And that rang true because I'd been round the back earlier and I did see Jimmy White having a smoke out the back.
Oh, right.
So I just took his word for it. And made me excuses and went into the theatre.
Is it a boozy place, the snooker?
Booze is available, yeah. Yeah, and you can take your booze into the arena. But the vast majority of people are responsible and respectable. And they do, you know, shut up when they're told to. But I'm going back for the semi-final on Saturday evening.
Well, I hope that the person that you adore is going to... You're probably a Ronnie O'Sullivan
I do. Like, I'm watching Ronnie O'Sullivan. Yes, he's in the semi-final. So fingers crossed that he prevails.
OK, well, on that note, Andrew, thank you for having me.
It's been a pleasure.
And thank you, Parsnippers, for your support. And see you next time.
All of that, yeah. Thank you and goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.